This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
How many know when LeBron went down the court and he slammed that ball down there, that when the ball went down through the net, that everybody in that arena jumped to their feet. They spit all over everybody. Beer went on the floor. Food went everywhere. Mustard was on people's shirts. They were screaming like a bunch of lunatics. They were a little bit enthusiastic about the possibility of the Miami Heat finally being able to beat the Dallas Mavericks. Come on, somebody talk to me. Amen. But how many know we come to church and everybody wants to withdraw? Let's just withdraw from the one that's bigger than any basketball game. We start worshiping God at 10 o'clock. How many know from 10 o'clock to 10:30, that part is for Jesus? That's the part of the service that we offer up to Him. Half the church don't get here till 10:30. I'm just being honest with you. It's no skin off my back. The worship is for Jesus. We get in here and we got this worship team up here singing. That's for Jesus. That's why church starts at 10 o'clock. Come on, somebody. Amen. We'll get excited about games like that. We'll get excited about politics. We'll get excited about all this stuff. But when we come to church, we just want to withdraw. Well, I'm worshiping in my spirit. This is how I worship. Come, Lord Jesus. And we withdraw from the one that's bigger than any ball game, bigger than any election, bigger than any calls. No enthusiasm. I want to sit in church and say, well, I love Him in my heart. He knows my heart. He knows I'm a fan. He knows I'm a big JC fan. I have to be dignified. We don't want everybody dancing and running in a church because they scare people off. No. Somebody help me this morning. Amen. We all open up our mouth today and declare that we are in love with Him. I declare I'm in love with Jesus everywhere I go. People think I got my head on backwards sometimes. Every time I walk in a store, I sing as loud as I can. I hit the high notes, even if it's off key, and I just talk. I'm singing praises to Jesus. I hope they look at me. I hope they look. I hope they comment. I had a Jehovah's Witness come to my door yesterday. Her and her son, all dressed up, man. I mean, dressed up. I was 4 hours into studying for this message. They picked the wrong time to ring my doorbell. I opened up the door and she started in. She started pulling her little thing out. I said, wait a minute. I said, are you Jehovah's Witness? And she said, yes, I am. I said, praise the Lord Jesus Christ. I am so glad you came to my house today. I've been praying that God would bring you by here. God sent you by here to get you set free. Listen, lady, you are in a cult. You have been lied to. The church that you're in has deceived you. They have got you under a spell. And if you'll give me 1 minute, if you'll just give me 1 minute, God will set you free this morning right here on my doorstep. And she said, well, if you're not going to listen to me, I'm leaving. I said, don't leave, honey, come back. And she went down my sidewalk with her little 10-year-old son, and they were going by the car. And I said, Lake, come back. And then she didn't look at me. So I started speaking in tongues in the middle of my neighborhood. I said, shut up, in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ, I declare over this woman's life that she is set free from this cult, that she is broken over her life. Lord, I pray, God, that she don't burn in hell, that her little son don't burn in hell. She couldn't walk fast enough down the road. The guy across the street come out from the front door. There was another Jehovah's Witness. And he said, "What's going on?" I said, "Sir, I need to tell you about Jesus." He looked at me and took off down the road. You know why? Because I'm enthusiastic about my Father who loves me. Now, two things will happen. They'll never come to my house again, or she won't be able to sleep at night. And the Holy Ghost had put some conviction on her and a little bit of doubt in her. And the next time she's at the Kingdom Hall and they say something, that thing's going to come up against something on the inside of her spirit and say, "Well, that didn't sound right." I said, "I passed your church. It's right up there on Edwards Road. All you got to do is take Selvitz and turn right. We're having church tomorrow at 10. Please come." You know, they might think you lost your mind, but that's okay. They might think you're strange. That's okay. They might treat you like you ain't got no sense, but that's okay. I'm in love with my Father, and because I'm in love with my Father, I care whether or not people go to hell. You know how to tell how much somebody really loves God? Because their enthusiasm overcomes them so much that everywhere they go, they want to talk about Jesus. When they look at people that are potential citizens of heaven. That's how they see them. Because how many of you know every time you encounter somebody in your job, every time you encounter somebody in your neighborhood, if they don't know Jesus, they have a destiny in a lake of fire. And that's true. And if you choose to ignore that, well, I don't want to offend anybody. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus didn't ignore it. He lived it and died for it. Amen. He said, "I want you to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, your mind, and all your strength. I want you to love your neighbor as you love yourself." How many of love is pictured in three different dimensions? We love God with everything that we are. We love ourselves with everything that we are. And we love our neighbors with everything that we are. And we do it because of who He is. You can't say you love God and hate people. It's a contradiction of terms. It's impossible. You cannot say you love God and hate a person. I don't care what they've done. You can hate what they've done, but you cannot hate the person if you love God. If you hate a person, then the love of God is not in you. I didn't write the book. God did. If you're getting offended over it, take it up with the Lord. Amen. You can't say you're in love with God, but then, "Oh, I don't want to be around them. I don't like the color of their skin. Or I don't like their dialect. Or I don't like the part of town they're from." There ain't no love of God in you if you talk that way. My God, you can't do it. It's impossible. You can't say, "I love God," and then say, "I don't love people." Because if the love of God is in you, you're going to love everybody. I mean, you got to come to a point in your life where you quit condemning yourself and you quit judging yourself, and you got to learn to let love capture your heart and let that love flow through you and just begin to love people. So when I get up and I look at the mirror, I can just say, "Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Marvelous work. Marvelous work. He's brought me out of where I used to be. And He's taken me to a place where I am today." Hallelujah. I might have used to been bound. I might have used to sneak around. But praise God, He set me free. And I'm not bound anymore. The Bible says, "He that the Son sets free is free indeed." And listen, I'm really seriously talking about over the top love. I'm talking about over the top. Crazy kind of love. That's what God expects from us. Everything you got on the inside of you kind of love. I'm not talking about tempered love with restraint. Love is not restraining. That's a bogus line that's been passed down through traditions of religion. Over the top love impacts and changes lives. How many know there was a guy in the Bible who was a shepherd over on the backside of a hill, and nobody wanted this guy? His daddy had forgotten about him when the prophet came to anoint a king over his house, came to anoint a king from the house. His daddy sent him out in the backfield to tend with the sheep. Didn't even call him in. When the prophet said, bring all your sons in, he left him out, taking care of the sheep. Jesse was supposed to have all the sons there, but he left David out tending the sheep. David said, I might have been a child that wasn't wanted. They not let me come in when the prophet come to the house, but I'm on the back side of the hill and I'm worshiping my Jehovah. I'm writing songs to my king, and I'm going to sing my praises to my God, and I'm going to let my voice be heard whether anybody else can hear me or not. I'm going to jump and I'm going to dance and I'm going to shout and I'm going to sing. I will bless him at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make thy boast in thee, O Lord. The humble will hear of thee and be glad.
Hello, Bob Tarbus again. We will get back to today's message with Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about some exciting ways that you can support the Revealing Truth radio show. As many of you know, there are substantial costs to producing, editing, and airing a broadcast program. So in an effort to offset some of these costs, we are looking for radio partners that have a desire to see this program continue every day at 11:30 a.m. Our goal is to raise the monthly support needed to keep this message on the air. Maybe you can commit to $5 per month, maybe $20, or even $100 per month. You may just want to make a one-time gift for any amount, or you may want to have underwriting spots on the program. I ask that you pray and seek the Lord for what you can do. If you hear the call from the Lord to partner with us, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Again, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Thank you so much for whatever you can do to keep us on the air. And now, let's get back to this timely message with Pastor Jason Baumgartner.
Don't tell me it's not good to be enthusiastic. When David got a chance later on when he was king to bring the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem, when he got a chance, the Bible says he took off his crown, he took off his clothes, and he stripped down to his underwear. He took off all the kingly garments, and he began to dance, and he began to worship and magnify the Lord all the way to the city. There was some crazy church people there too. One of them was his wife, Michael, sitting up in a tower looking at her husband down there dancing in his underwear. She said, you're the king. What's the matter with you? You're the one that's supposed to be wearing the royal crown and the royal robes. You're out there dancing like an idiot. You've disgraced yourself, David. In front of all the slaves, you disgrace. You look like a fool. You look like you don't have any education, like you don't know what you're doing. Don't you know you're making yourself a mockery to the whole nation of Israel by dancing the way you're dancing in your underwear in front of the Ark of the Covenant? All you're doing is drawing attention to yourself. And David looked at her and he said, honey, you may be my Valentine, but let me tell you something. I'm going to be even more exaggerated tomorrow. You think this is crazy now? Wait till tomorrow, baby doll. If you're going to be here tomorrow, I'm going to worship more than I worship today. I'm going to dance more than I dance today. I'm going to run and jump and scream and shout more than I did today. Why? Because Jesus Christ is my King and my Savior. He's my Father God in heaven. I wish somebody would shout this morning. Hallelujah! I just wonder what would happen at your house if you just would, for 30 seconds, just forget everything that's going on in your life and forget everybody looking at you and forget about what everybody thinks and forget about what everybody says. If you could just lose consciousness just for 30 seconds and not be worried about your money, not be worried about your kids, not be worried about your life. I wonder if just for 30 seconds, if you would lose consciousness to that stuff and begin to dance and shout in your house and lift up the name of Jesus, what kind of victory you might have this week. We are so intimidated. Well, I can't do that. There is victory in your shout. You get into a place where you just realize that you're alone with God and that He reached down inside of a pit and He plucked you up out of that pit and He cleaned your tail up and set your feet up on solid ground. That's a reason to shout. I can tell some of y'all are getting thrilled about this. The roots of our lives have got to go deep and wrap around the love of God. How many of you know there's a story in the Bible called the prodigal son? It's a story. It's a story about the youngest boy in the house. And he wanted what he wanted when he wanted it. He didn't want to wait for it. The father said, son, you're not ready. Let me process you a little bit. Stay home a little bit longer. I got to teach you a few more things. Just work the process. And the boy said, no, I want what's mine and I want it now. The Bible says he took his inheritance and he left home and he came to the point where he had all these friends and all these people hanging out with him. Everybody wanted to hang out with him because he had money. I mean, when you got money, you got a lot of friends. They wanted to hang out with him because he knew how to have a good time. But the story goes on to tell us that he came to an end. He came to an end. How many recognize that sooner or later, everything in life comes to an end? You know why? Because nothing in this life can truly satisfy you. No relationship, no amount of money, no drug, no pill, no alcohol, no club, no source can ultimately satisfy you. That God-shaped hole in you, only Jesus can satisfy. The story goes on to say that he found himself in a pig pen, and while he was there, he came to his senses. See, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this very carefully. If you get one thing, they get this. Sin is nothing more than mistaken identity. Let me try that again. Sin is nothing more than mistaken identity. So if sin is manifesting in your life, then that ought to clue you into the fact that you really don't know who you are. There are people that have not yet woke up to who they really are. They got a glimpse. They got a vision. They got a bit of a dream. But they're living their life in the crisis of identity. They really don't know who they are. So sin keeps manifesting in their lives. They have 2 days of victory, 1 day of defeat. 3 days of victory, 2 days of defeat. 2 steps forward, 1 step back. They find themselves 3 or 4 times a week in a crisis of identity. The Bible says he got up and said, I'm going back to my father's house. At least there, if I'm a slave in his house, I'll be treated and living here with all these pigs in the pig pen. And here's what's amazing to me. I want to change the story. I'm not going to change the text, but I want to change the perspective of this story, because when we tell this story, we talk about the prodigal son, but how many know there's another prodigal in this story? That word prodigal, the definition of the word prodigal means extravagant. It means overboard or excessive. That's what that word means. Excessive. Extravagant. Over the top. Overboard. Says he took his inheritance and he was overboard with it. Blew it all. He was excessive with it. He didn't manage it properly. And it brought him to his ruin. It brought him to a pig pen. But there's another prodigal in this story. It's the father. It's the father that was overboard and excessive in his love for his son. Hear me this morning, church. He was extravagant with his love for a wayward son. He wasn't condemning. He wasn't preachy. He just loved him. He loved him from the deep, deep recesses of his heart. And when his son was not looking for him, the father was standing on the front porch every day looking for the son to come home. Every day the dad would walk outside and he would look for the son. He knew that sooner or later that his boy was coming back. He said, I know he's coming back. I know my son's coming back, and I'm going to stand right here on this porch, and I'm going to wait for him. And when he comes back, the first thing I'm going to do is give him a new pair of sandals. See, to us, when we hear sandals, we think about, well, that's just beach attire. We're going to go down to the beach and put our sandals on. But how many know during the times when Jesus was telling this story about the prodigal son, only people that had an inheritance wore sandals. Slaves walked around on the streets barefooted. And if you didn't have shoes on your feet, then you were a slave. His daddy said, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to put sandals on his feet so that everybody knows that he has an inheritance. That he's not some slave. So that they know he's got standing in my family again. The people that were the onlookers out there standing around said, why do you want to bring him back here? Look what he did. He wasted all your money. He's wasted his life. He's been partying. He's a mess. Why are you going to bring him back in here? He's just going to bring destruction back in your home. He spent his whole life on riotous living. Why are you giving him standing again? The father said, well, I wouldn't if I wasn't a prodigal father. If my love wasn't excessive. If my love wasn't over the top. If my love wasn't extravagant, I wouldn't. But I'm extravagant in my love. The father didn't even bother to take off the boy's clothes. He didn't even bother to take off the clothes that had pig poop and doo-doo all over it. He came down and he put a robe over him. And he covered him up. He didn't say, get undressed so I can redress you. He just said, get me a robe. And he wrapped the robe around the sun and around the stench of the pig pen. And he put his robe on him. And he let everybody know that he covered up that mess with his love. Nobody can see your mess anymore. Nobody can talk about your mess anymore. He's covered it with his royal robes. He said, come here, boy. Let me take the ring of my authority. Put it back on your finger. Why? Because Jesus never makes you prove anything. Jesus never makes you prove anything. He takes you like you are. He takes you in the middle of your stuff. And he leads you to where you need to be. That's a prodigal father. There are people that you've been prodigals in your life. You don't know how to love God extravagantly. You've taken gifts and you've taken talents and your abilities and you've taken things that have been taught by your parents and you've wasted them in your life. It might not have brought you to a pig pen, but it certainly brought you to some things in your life that you realize that something's got to change in your life and you're just not satisfied anymore with where you are. That's a good place to be, ladies and gentlemen, because I want you to know something today. There's a prodigal father and he's standing on the porch. And he's waiting on you to come home. And his love is extravagant for you. His love is excessive for you. His love is over the top for you. His love is more than enough for you. He's waiting on you today. You don't have to close your eyes. You don't have to bow your heads today. All you have to do is say, Father God, I receive your love in my life. Listen, if you come to Jesus today, and you say, I keep making a mess out of things. I'm going to pray with you because the Father wants to pour His love out in your life. He said, Pastor, are you inviting me not to go to hell and go to heaven? Yes, that's part of it. But mostly I'm inviting you to experience the love of your Father. I'm inviting you to know Him. I'm inviting you to have a revelation of Him without fully comprehending who He is. To know the depth and the height and the width of His love. Father God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for changing me. I give you my life wholly and completely to you. Do whatever you want. I belong to you. I'm yours. Thank you, Jesus, for your extravagant love. For changing my heart, for covering my mess, for putting a ring on my finger and making me yours. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. Hello, Bob Tarvis again. We will get back to today's message with Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about some exciting ways that you can support the Revealing Truth radio show. As many of you know, there are substantial costs to producing, editing, and airing a broadcast program. So in an effort to offset some of these costs, we are looking for radio partners that have a desire to see this program continue every day at 11:30 a.m. Our goal is to raise the monthly support needed to keep this message on the air. Maybe you can commit to $5 per month, maybe $20, or even $100 per month. You may just want to make a one-time gift for any amount. Or you may want to have underwriting spots on the program. I ask that you pray and seek the Lord for what you can do. If you hear the call from the Lord to partner with us, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Again, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Thank you so much for whatever you can do to keep us on the air. And now, let's get back to this timely message with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. Into the darkness you shine.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Well, friends, our time's 11:57. We're coming up on the top of the hour, and I tell you what, phones have been ringing and calls have been coming in. We have an additional $80 from an angel coming by the station today, and we're going to add that to our totals, and that takes us up to $136,191. Listen to this. We're $809 away from that next $1,000 level. Now, we're going to be with you just for a few minutes during the lunch hour here today from now until about 12:30. At 12:30, we're going to pick up with our next program. We'll have a half an hour program. And, you know, during these last hour or two, the phone calls have slowed down quite a bit. And so we need all the calls that we can get during this next little bit of time. And the phone lines are open. Michelle's going to give you those phone numbers here in just a second. But we want to encourage you to call and make your gift. If you did not renew your support already during our last 2 weeks of prayer and praise, please do that today. And if you've never given before, why not call one of these numbers right now?
Sure, Tom. The number locally is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. Or toll free, 1-888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And we would love for you to make us a part of your lunch break today.
Amen. Well, we had an angel, as I said, stop by the station. had a prayer request. We prayed with her, but I'm going to ask you out there, if you're out there listening today, if you believe in prayer and you believe that God changes things, and particularly that God changes people, I'm going to ask you to lift up our angel to you today and to the Lord in prayer, and ask you to pray with us in agreement. The Bible said if any two would touch in agreement, it would be done. So our sister is going through a difficult time in her life. She's has a husband that has been, less than kind, I'll put it that way, in concern.